Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of In the Know. I'm your host, Tony Reeves. I want to talk to you about what it means to use employer programs. And I've talked about this and written about this before. And it just dawned upon me because I was sharing this with someone and they were asking, they were like, but you're kind of talking about in vagaries. How did it actually work for you? Well, it was funny because when I got to work for the state, I didn't really know about all the different programs that they had. All I knew is that I wanted to go to graduate school. And then it was interesting because when I was telling my boss I wanted to get a master's in cellular biology, and he kind of told me, he basically talked me out of it. He wasn't being aggressive, but it didn't take much because he put it in a context that made complete sense to me. But after he and I talked, you know, he was like, well, you know, there's availabilities in terms of programs to pay for you to go to school. So, you know, I looked into it, and sure enough, now what I found, and this is something that might be beneficial to you guys, is that a lot of employers, if you're getting a degree in something that you can utilize towards your job, they may fund you for it. And so for me, in order for me to be able to get the master's degree, it had to be in a particular area that related to my job. And this is the funny part. It was weird because it was a two-part component. If you wanted to get a master's degree, they would pay a percentage of it if it was something completely unrelated to your job. But if it was related to your job, they would pay the whole thing. My master's degree related to my job, so they paid the whole thing. So that was just awesome. So now, mind you, the downside was they only paid a certain number of credits per semester. So that meant I couldn't go full blast, but I could go part-time, which was fine. Because at the time, I didn't have a problem working with the job I had and so forth. And, you know, I think the most they would pay was like 6 hours. And full-time for a graduate student is 9 hours. So I was part-time. And so 6 hours here and there was great. But then I found this program that they had. It was talking about educational leave. And this is the way it worked. Basically, what would happen is that it was kind of a one-off. You could go on educational leave for up to a year, which is effectively 3 semesters. You figure spring, summer, fall. And the only caveat, there was a couple of caveats. First, they would pay you everything you get, they would pay for. It means your insurance was still covered, your salary was still covered, all the leave you accrued and everything, sick leave and annual leave was still there. The only thing they wouldn't pay for was the school. So you were on your own to pay for your own school during that time. And so it was funny because initially my plan was to transfer from my job up there and just spend like a year down in Tampa, get the grad degree, and then go back up to Tallahassee. But what I ended up doing was I ended up relocating down to Tampa, Florida from Tallahassee. And I only did it for a semester, just a semester, because ideally what happens is that I think I started in 2013. I started in 2000 and not 2000. Oh my gosh, I'm really dating myself. I started in 1993. And it was funny because I think the program was such that if I would have gone part-time, taking a credit here, credit there, would have taken me about 2.5 years. I didn't want to take 2.5 years to get a master's degree. So I literally took a semester off. A semester of educational leave. And it was awesome because I was able to take, I think I took like 11 hours, something weird like that during that semester. And it was awesome because graduate schedule was much different than undergrad schedule. So as you know, full-time undergrad is like 18 hours, full-time grad is like 9. So I was taking like 11. So that meant basically, and almost all the classes were at night, except for two. I had one class that was on a Tuesday, one class was on a Thursday, and it had a lot of field work. And so basically Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I had no classes until like 6 o'clock that night. And then Tuesday and Thursdays, I had like a couple of classes in the morning, and then I had no classes in the evening. It was awesome. And why do I promote these things? And after I was done, it shaved a semester off the time I needed to graduate. But I often came out of that experience, and I tell people all the time, the funny part was, in my agency that I worked for, no one had ever used this before. Think about how crazy that is. I was taking advantage of a program that literally no one had used before. And it was funny because I remember the director of the division that I worked for was actually bragging to people that I was the first person in the division to ever use educational leave. And I'm thinking to myself, why would you not want to use that? Which brought me to a harsh reality of how many programs that employers have that employees just never use. And I thought about it in the context of scholarships. Like every year you'll hear people talking about how all these scholarships that they have out there, nobody takes advantage of them. I thought the exact same thing for what I was doing with regards to educational leave. How many people have it upon themselves to work for an employer and never even bother asking about what kind of employee benefits program, other than sick leave, other than annual leave? That's basically about the effect. That's it. And insurance. Those are really your big three. But nobody ever asks about all these other things that may be available to them. So for me, it was important so that after I had that experience, ever since, I'm always telling people, listen, if you go work for an employer, stop looking at the big three only. Stop looking at an annual sick and insurance as the only thing your employer offers you. I guarantee if you're in a larger employer, now small employer, maybe not so much, but if you're in a larger employer, medium-sized, a larger employer, there's a pretty good likelihood that they have all kind of different wellness types of programs, whether they be discounts at working out at the gym, whether they be discounts at restaurants or car rental places. Use those things, because if those things can save you some money and save you some time and give you some benefit, you can truly be benefited from those programs. So I often say this to people when they go to a new employment situation: investigate to see what else they have on the books. Investigate to see what else they have in terms of wellness programs and things of that nature, and take advantage of them. Don't be shy. Don't sit up here and be like, oh, I'm just going to work. No. If they're offering you something that could be beneficial to you in the long run, why not take advantage of it in the short run? Thank you for tuning in to another edition of In the Know with Tony Reeves. I am Tony Reeves, and always make sure you are in the know.